Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Would you like to read a book? No, I don't.
I can't read.
Hello, and welcome to this week's installment of I Can't Read. I'm Paul.
Oh.
Wow.
Hello again.
Fucking 100.
Welcome, my children.
Episode 180. Blink 182 over here. Can't even remember how to fucking.
Hail Satan.
Oh, nice. Evening, children.
I was possessed.
Remember that from fucking. Red State?
One line from Red State?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did you like Red State?
Yeah, that's cool.
That's great. How you been, dude?
Can't really call it, I've been breathing.
Can't really call it? Like,
can't call it.
The time of death? What do you mean?
Can't really call it. It's like a southern phrase.
So someone's like, hey, how you doing? You're like, can't really call it. Could be good, bad, who knows? The fuck does that mean?
I think it means I haven't given it much thought.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a fucking such a cop-out way to... When someone asks, like, they go out of their way to be like, hey, what's going on, man? How you doing? They're like, man, I can't really call it.
You know what it's better than?
It's like, fuck you. Saying, I hope it's bad.
Saying, I'm fine. How phony is that? Who's ever fine?
You've never been fine? I've been fine. I'm fine.
Yeah.
That sounds shitty,
you
doesn't
wish.
It?
Yeah.
That does sound shitty.
It sounds like you
how
couldn't
you doing?
Give
fine.
Any less of a fuck about the answer. If a fucking family member died, I wouldn't be like, real bad, dude. Just died, dude. Thanks for asking.
Well, no, if that thing happens, you're like, I just don't really want to talk about it. But I'm fine. Yeah, I guess you're right.
Yeah.
It's kind of like
I would
the fucking
say
like,
nah, I'm good, man.
When you say like, oh, I'm fine, that sounds like a positive way of saying like, I'm doing kind of shitty, but I'm trying to be good. Or it comes across like, hey, how you doing? Fine. That one word answer, especially through text, like to someone you love, then yeah, they're probably pissed at you.
Oh, yeah. Like when I give you like a sweet paragraph and you're like, okay,
or
no
not even,
period.
Not even that, just
not
K.
Not even a period.
That's a rough one.
K. I'm like, are you skydiving? Are
yeah,
you that busy?
Holy shit, not okay.
Wow.
Too busy for the two letters?
Are you under a car working on it?
Just K? All right, I guess fuck me. I remember I brought that up. It was a band member that used to do that, the reply with K. I'm like, are you like mad when I text you about shows or something like that? And they're like,
are you mad?
They're like, no, why? And I'm like, you just respond with K. They're like, what are you, my fucking girlfriend? I was like, yeah, that's all right.
Well, you kind of... You zing back, but
my bad, bro.
I still feel like it holds weight.
Yeah, I'm like, I mean, I appreciate you like letting me know instead of now you can like texts.
Well, I've ditched everyone in my life that responds with K. They're
really?
Not, they're not around anymore.
You cut them out,
K.
K, all right, K, goodbye. K, bye. I'm not talking to you no
K,
more.
K, see you later. K, I'm doing fine.
Well, that was a solid 230 on fine.
I like it that we go in. We I'm going to call it, you know, the TNP dissection.
TP dissection.
Yep.
Toilet paper dissection. Nice. I like
that's
that.
That's where you peel the reels apart.
What do you mean? Like the
like
double-sided
the two-ply,
part?
Two plies.
Why would you do that? Are you that, like, worried about money?
What?
No, me? What do you mean?
What are you talking about?
I just used toilet paper twice.
Since I lived with you, it's the first time I've actually been on a two-ply fucking, like, lifestyle.
That is so weird. Yeah, Tony used to buy Angel Soft, which is basically...
No, it's Scott. Original.
Okay, Scott, whatever. But it's the one ply, like, you can see through it.
But it's thick as shit, dude. The roll is, like...
Yeah, because it's...
Twice as thick.
Yeah, because they're doing the same thing that you are. Instead of wrapping it around your hand 45 times and then wiping, you only have to do twice with this one. Why the fuck would you want that shitty ass to... I don't get it. I took a shit in your bathroom one time because like I was like really... like I was like, oh my God, I was in the kitchen. Tony lived on the first floor and he had a bathroom.
And couldn't make it up 14 stairs.
That, it has a fucking... there, like you go up one flight and then there's like a stop.
Yeah.
And then you have to go up another flight. And then I'd open door, fight a fucking feral cat with AIDS. Yeah, no one will get that joke, but that's fine. It's real. And then it would try to fucking crawl into my boxers as I pooped and stuff like that.
Right.
It was awful. So I took a shit in Tony's bathroom, and like I went to pull off a piece of toilet paper, and I was like, am I in a fucking restaurant?
Mm-hmm.
Like, did I like walk into a Five Guys?
Uh-huh.
They might as well just give you the paper bags they put the Cajun fries in, you fuck.
Those are very thick.
Yeah, I was...
Those are powerful bags.
Oh, I thought they had the clear bags for like the wax bags.
Yeah,
that's kind of how Scott feels.
I enjoyed it, but now I've totally adapted to higher-end tissues.
It's nice, right?
Product on
which is odd though too, because Tony also had baby wipes.
I'm a very classy guy at the butthole.
So actually, it kind of made sense that you would only need to dry your asshole instead of actually wipe shit out of it.
Yeah,
because he did that with the baby wipe.
Bingo.
Now, did you wipe with the baby wipe to get the shit out, or was that like the last one? Was that the
I think it was like a topping? Bit of a little hit. I get a little power wipe with some TP.
Barely TP, but yeah.
But it was TP if you folded enough.
Yeah,
it was like origami. Yeah. I like creating.
Oh wow!
I like using my hands to build.
Make a little swan stick it up your asshole.
Make a little rocket.
Yeah, there you go.
And then I'd probably hit myself with a little fucking wet wipe, and then I'd fucking a little dry, a little teeny little dry.
Yeah, because you don't want to walk around with that fucking like wet squeaky ass.
Yeah, dude. Oh god, yeah, that's the worst back, when you're squeaking.
You ever get
when
that
your asshole squeaks?
Squeaky ass.
No, mine's not as loose as yours apparently.
Whoa! Well, I just put the cheeks rubbing together, not the actual hole. Dang. You know, I was looking through to get some news for us, and like Screen Rant will be like 20 crazy Avengers fan redesigns way better than the movies, and it's someone that drew the Avengers as mechs, or like as like a fucking like Iron Man's like a wizard with floating like organs and shit, like pieces of him. It's like, yeah, no shit, that looks cooler. That's also not what they're basing it off of. Some kid that liked to draw robots and then like made a Hulk.
Yeah, wouldn't fucking Doctor Strange be better if he was a car?
Yeah, it's fucking Michael Bay. I saw this. This was interesting. DC Universe launches streaming news show.
Yeah.
Kevin Smith is hosting it.
We know that DC's going to have their big thingy.
No. You missed the rest of it.
Huh?
Launches streaming news show. Like a daily news show.
News on what?
I guess DC content.
Okay. This 24-hour news cycle shit has gone too far.
But it's only on their app.
What's the new fucking content to discuss?
That's what I'm
saying. Breaking news.
Which is
someone's lining a comic with a fucking pen.
Which is also odd because Kevin Smith's hosting it. He obviously does Fat Man on Batman, which is a show about news about comics and stuff like that. I wonder if they're just trying to corner the market. But yeah, it's supposed to be a daily show on DC.
Corner the market on daily news about DC.
Yeah, they're like, no, he does it for free now. We'll pay him and have him do it over here. But that brings me to what I was going to ask you, Tony. Huh. What do you look for in a streaming service slash, it's a two-parter, what kind of streaming service would you like to see in the future? Like, you know how there's like a Disney
one.
Oh,
I'd like to see a la carte streaming for all types of cable channels, including local.
A la carte?
A la carte, yeah.
Explain to our dumb listeners, not me.
You simple, simple peasants. Listen up. So, a la carte is French, like a la mode, or Zéchouan, or fuck off.
That's not one.
Ah, oui, oui, ah, ouah.
Duh, that's two.
Un, da, trois.
It's duh.
Huh?
You're like, da.
Da. Un, da, trois. A la carte streaming would be you go on to...
What does a la carte mean?
Bitch, it means you fucking pick and piece. It's like a little piece of a meal. It's like a one-off thing. A la carte would be like a slice of pizza at the pizza shop.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Would it be like a sampler at Applebee's?
Yeah, a la carte because they're individual. Instead of one big meal, you're picking a piece.
So it's like a sampler.
Bingo. All
right, why didn't you say that?
So a la carte is what us in the biz use. And,
not in the biz.
Also... If this comes out, you heard it here first.
Yeah, jeez.
Because
I'm canning this episode.
I thought of it's going to be called
a la carte TV.
No, I think that's stupid. How about
a la cable?
Stream a la carte?
No. Oh, man, we're bad at this right now.
Yeah.
I think a la carte TV. Right?
A la carte.
TV. You know what I'm saying?
Cool, yeah. Yeah, a la carte with a V after it.
Yeah, a la carte B.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
It would just make the TV bold.
Or how about we'll go with like sampler, or like fucking like one piece of pizza, but it's TV. That's what you'd call it.
Oh, how about the slamming sampler?
Instead of the whole pie. How about the what?
Piece of pie TV.
Piece of pie TV. No, what would you say? Slamming sampler.
Slamming sampler.
Slamming sampler. Celestial sampler.
That's
I don't know.
A C.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. It has the same word, like sounding letters.
Yeah, but you could have been. You're better.
The
than
alliteration,
that.
No, it doesn't have to happen. Like, I mean.
Nah. But I like acronyms.
Yeah.
So
like,
I want
like
them to match.
Clunky clock is an alliteration, but it's a K and a C. Boom. Oh.
The word clunky is real?
Yeah, I think that might be with the C, actually. really not sure.
Jesus.
Someone was like, ew, you didn't know?
Well, Jesus titty fucking Christ.
Jesus titty fucking Christ. What else did I see? Oh, did you see the Wonder Woman 1984 poster where the whole cast...
I didn't even explain a la carte, retard.
Oh, go ahead.
Okay, so a la carte would be where...
Right, I asked you a question.
God, get with it.
Yeah, honestly. Where so, am I?
A la carte would be like, say you want TNT, USA, HBO,
Cinemark. Oh, so you pick
Cinemark,
your package.
And yeah. Every channel, though. Mm-hmm. Not everyone. Just somewhere, someone big enough and strong enough to just get all the network shit.
So basically,
cool.
It's a
CBS 19 local.
No,
like,
all right. I would think of it as like this. You know when you go to build a pizza on an app and it like starts giving you prices? Like, oh, like,
yeah,
these are premium.
That's what I'm saying.
These are premium toppings. So
this one's
$2
a month. This one's $4 a month.
Okay.
This one's $1 a month.
You just build your own cable package.
You build it.
Without having to, with the other bullshit.
All the bullshit's not there. And in that case, they could pay for their advertising via the subscription fees because it'd be a little higher if you wanted over like 20 channels. You'd probably be paying more than you would for the DirecTV or whatever. But you don't have to pay advertisers to rape you with commercials. And you don't have to fucking like nuke cloud space with people trying to save episodes and live TV savings. Instead, they just have a fucking streaming site with all the content always streaming.
Yeah. That's pretty cool. I like that.
See? Yeah.
I don't know if that...
Heard it here.
I really think that they would probably keep the cost of it low and just keep the ads. Because almost every streaming...
I hate it. Yeah, they're wrong. I'm just saying they're wrong.
I agree with you. Every streaming app now, like no matter what it
is... Yeah, they still fuck you in the
ass.
Other
than Netflix. Hulu Plus, which is actually kind of pricey for an app. Like, I get when I download the True TV app with like fucking a code for a cable box... Yeah. That like it's going to show me horseshit fucking commercials that are the same for the entire shows that you watch. I mean, I'm saying like not like episode, like shows. All of them have the same four.
If you sit for 13 hours, you're getting the same four commercials.
And you get four per episode. So that's 16 commercials times 13 in a season.
Dude, it's unreal.
Same thing with MTV.
Would you pay $2 more a month to not have that?
I probably just wouldn't watch them.
Okay. I'm saying you wouldn't watch what?
Like fucking like the MTV app and like fucking True TV app.
Yeah, so I'm saying like if there
Netflix.
Was no option.
Oh, they didn't have that free version?
Well, no. There was no free version. It was like, yo, do you never want fucking commercials, but you also dig on these channels?
Yeah, but I probably wouldn't choose MTV.
I'm making an example.
I gotcha. All right.
Like FX.
Yeah, maybe. FX is all
right. Don't shit all over the fucking idea that you said was like a supreme idea a second ago.
No, it is a supreme idea. I was just saying that like they're like it is kind of nice that if you know someone with the cable provider, you can get the shit for free. It does suck with the ads, and it is awesome that you can pay without the ads, yeah. But right now, the only ones that I hate that have ads is like fucking True TV and MTV, which I could probably deal without.
Right.
What would you pick? USA?
I'd probably pick...
We know funny. Because the shit that you like is like premium stuff. Showtime, HBO, Cinemark. Yeah. Not that.
Nope, not an app.
What's the other one?
What, Cinemax?
Cinemax, thank you. I was like, is that the sexy version?
I'd probably get Starz, Cinemax, HBO,
Starz
Showtime.
Starz with a Z.
Yeah. I'd get Nat Geo.
Oh.
I'd get fucking...
Animal Planet,
Science Channel.
Would you really get Animal Planet?
Yeah.
Have you watched that shit lately?
Not lately, but...
I feel like it's all
it's
like
a
trying
winter
to...
thing.
What do you mean?
For me to watch like... Planet Earth and life and shit.
They have it on Netflix.
Yeah, I know. During the winter, it's better for me.
Okay.
I have, like, it's a meditative thing. Shut up.
I know, I believe
I masturbate
you.
To it, okay?
I knew it.
Okay.
Look at that slow-ass glacier. Oh,
is that an emperor penguin?
So friggin' hot. I can't remember the first part of the question that I asked. Do you?
Which channels did I like?
No. It was before, like, the first question about the apps. When it was a two-part question. I said, what do you look for in an app? And then what service would you want? But I guess you named that.
I did.
But what do you look for in an app when you get it now? Like, obviously,
what?
You look for, like...
a user menu that's... A user interface that's well-built.
That's what's good for you?
Stop fucking with them.
Netflix.
Dude, you
How
like
do you feel
Netflix?
About it? I hate that the autoplay...
I hate autoplay. I wish there were settings.
Yeah, if you could take the autoplay off, it would be nearly perfect. And I will say HBO Go for Xbox One is amazing. Xbox 360 was dog shit. Do you remember that?
Yes.
The Xbox One interface, which I don't understand why those are different. Whatever.
Yeah.
Because you go to Netflix and it looks basically the same on everything.
Yeah.
Like, even your phone, it looks the same.
It should.
Yeah, I agree. Like, I don't understand, like, why they would kind of mess with that continuity. Maybe they were just like, ah, who's playing 360s? Only poor people. They can't afford HBO Go.
Morons. I know it's unpopular to say, but I also love the fucking D-pad fast forward. No one likes that, really, but...
Oh, yeah, because I
like
up,
triggers and D-pad.
I fuck up... He's talking about the Netflix fast forward. It's you can also use the thumb trigger. What's that called? Stick?
Joystick?
The sticks. Yeah, and I fuck up because if you go a little bit diagonal, it goes back to where you were.
Oh, so I've never touched the sticks.
Good call. I didn't know you could do the D-pad. Now I do, and I probably will enjoy
the
that
D-pad's
way more.
The D-pad's great. That's why I love it.
Yeah, I agree with that.
D-pad, dude, like tap, 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 done.
Oh, look at that. See my scene. See my scene.
Titty, rewind.
Oh, geez.
Pause. Oh,
slow glacier. all right, so... Yeah, I mean, I feel like you described that well. I would look for the interface and stuff like that. Also, HBO Go's like, for some reason, I don't know if it's their servers suck or whatever, but they have a rough time buffering.
Dude, out of nowhere, it'll stall. We're not on our phones, and we're on our own private fucking Wi-Fi, and it's just like, you're buffering. I'm like, we're 40 minutes in.
And then it also looks like fucking, like... 10p.
Yeah, like someone made it out of Legos.
Yeah, just all block.
Yep.
But yeah, I think that like the one that I really look forward to is just the Disney app. I feel like that's a great one. But I wonder if they're going to vault everything. You know how they vault everything now to keep people the price point, basically?
Yeah.
Like Little Mermaid will never be $6 unless you find it at fucking the exchange. That Blu-ray is always going to be $20 at Best Buy when it's out for that time period.
Probably.
And that's kind of sucks, but I wonder if the app, if they're going to add all that type of shit in there. Because there's a lot of stuff you can deep dive in with fucking
Disney. I almost did
especially now Disney that they have
song, Fox. Like, I almost did a, said it, sang a Disney song and realized it wasn't a Disney song. Out of all the songs it could have been that I was going to sing, it was Willy Wonka.
If you want to view paradise. Is that one?
It's like I could put you on strings if I needed.
There's
just by leading you.
Strings on me. Name that movie.
It's fucking Ultron.
Yeah, Age of Ultron. He's in it. He knows. All right. Wonder Woman 1984. To be scored by Hans Zimmer. But my original point was, did you see the poster that they released?
Nah.
It was all them sitting, but they were in the same thing as like the Breakfast Club cover.
Oh, but I did see that one. That's
cute. I thought that was pretty cool because it takes place in the 80s.
Yeah, it's cute.
That'll be fun, right? Let's see, Tone. Do you have any news? Did you see anything cool? Anything happening? Any cool trailers in front of the Meg?
No.
3 weeks ago when you saw it?
Yeah, I saw the extended cut of The Nun. That trailer is just... It's just horseshit scare tactics.
I know. Think it's odd. No, I don't really want to see it.
God,
fuck
I cannot
you.
Wait.
Oh, man, The Nun.
Hail Satan.
Hail him, hail him, hail him. I don't really understand how that got... A spinoff.
She was a popular lady.
I mean, but it was in the movie for like a second, right?
Sure was, just in like the mirror thing. Yeah.
Now Annabelle kind of made sense.
Dude, it's like before Annabelle.
There was the Nun. And before the Nun, there was something else. Bullshit and scary.
The Rock. And it's just a rock on the ground. That's scary.
I thought you meant like Alcatraz.
Ooh.
Yeah.
He's got to get the fucking VX nerve gas, dude.
Yeah, and he's got to throw
the tubes.
Throw it in the nun's face. Dude. Oh, yeah, all those little balls.
Yeah, he crushes it in the dude's mouth, and then he injects himself in the fucking heart.
Yeah. That's a tough flick right there.
Dude, so much heart injection in that movie. He's like, stick it in your fucking chest. And he's like, you want me to stick this fucking needle in my fucking chest? You fucking insane. Get me the fuck out of here. And the kid wouldn't do it.
Are you excited to see the Happy Time Murders?
No, not excited about it. It looks funny and, like, crazy.
So, Rotten Tomatoes scored it.
Oh.
What do you think?
What did they score it?
What do you think? I'll give you... It's a game, Tony.
60.
I'm going to play a little game of high-low, but I know it.
Uh-huh.
So, lower.
40.
Lower.
No. It's that bad?
30.
It's 30.
Whew. Yeah. Certified 40. Rotten.
That's bad, because it's
that's
a funny
French.
Premise.
That's French for rotten.
Right. See, you're French, too. You know.
Yeah, I do.
About
a
la carte and...
fries, yeah.
Yeah. Bagels, whatever.
Baguettes, if you will.
Yeah. Croissants. You ever had a crepe?
Yeah, they're not bad.
We know food.
Dang, I think I got bit by a mosquito right on top of my thumb.
Oh, cool. Segue.
Sorry, dude. Wow. Just itch. My bad.
Here,
no,
let me
the
suck the poison out.
Okay, go. I'm going to suck the poison right out of this dick. All right, we'll get to that later. The Happy Time Murders. So, yeah, I got a 30%. It said that it's like a very noir-based film, like a mystery, but yeah. It's like super predictable and not sucks. Like, meh. Yeah, Jim Henson's son directed it.
Sorry, Jim Henson's
Henson
gross.
Films, like, yeah. Put it out. That blows my mind.
It's a bummer for them, too.
Yeah, it is. But, yeah, I was stoked to see it, but I guess that'll be a DVD for me.
Ah, that's, nothing for me, because you told me it's 30.
Okay. Really? You'll still see it, right?
I'll rent it or borrow it
that's
off you.
That's what I'm saying. Oh, I'm not going to buy it.
Oh, but you said DVD for me.
Like, I'm going to watch it on DVD or Blu-ray or streaming. Oh. Fuck you.
All right.
Death Note movie sequel being developed by Netflix. How do you feel?
Lame.
Really?
The movie shit tanked.
Did you see it?
No, but it shit tanked.
I enjoyed it.
You loved it.
Not loved
you
it.
You like bald dudes, though.
I'm sorry?
You're into bald dudes, right?
Death Note, motherfucker.
Wait, oh, I thought you were saying Death Wish
no,
with Bruce Willis.
Sure not. No, oh. That was very bland. Not bad,
what is
but
it,
bland.
Live action or fucking animated?
Did you not see the live action movie that Netflix
no.
put out? Oh, mm-mm. They already have one.
Yeah, is it more of that?
Yeah, it's a sequel to that. Yeah, motherfucker.
Oh, that sucks.
Did you watch the... Paul, stop scratching my door.
Okay. We're right here.
Kitty, we're right here. Come here.
Yeah, it is weird. He's like scratching it. Like, my room is for sure haunted.
Dude, who's up there then?
I don't...
Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, my God. It's probably the nun.
Nun comes down and goes, cucking 10 Hail Marys, you fuckers.
Yeah. Oh, that's so scary. Please stop it. Why do you have such weird teeth? So, wow. Did you watch Death Note?
No.
Did you watch the series?
No.
The series is kind of neat, but I don't know. I thought if you haven't watched the series, I think you'd actually like the movie.
I mean, I might watch the movie then.
Yeah, you should check it out because I didn't mind it, but I know a lot of people that watched it were like, fuck you for
this.
Yeah,
I mean, a lot of anime fans will always be that way.
Yeah, even like Ganso, they're kind of like, I don't know.
Dude, without the fucking talking, Ganso is perfect.
If you put subtitles on, it's actually not bad at all. Like, you're like, wow, this is not that, but it didn't feel like it was written by a 12-year-old, which is nice. Move in with me and you'll love me now. Go fight monsters.
That's the point of love.
Jesus Christ.
Listen to your heart.
I don't know, but I'm
fucking like ghost guts all over him and shit.
Do you know what Death Note is about, though?
Yeah, it's about someone who gets a book, then yes. If you write your name and their name into it, they'll die.
Yeah.
And so it's like the power to kill.
The death scenes are actually dope. Like, that's actually a Netflix original. That's pretty good. I'm surprised you haven't seen that.
I don't know. I think I was maybe doing something in the garage when it came out. You know?
When it's not like it's on TV, motherfucker.
Well, you know. But then new things came out cooler.
Oh, yeah.
Like a movie I saw this week.
Have you seen Bleach?
I watched a little Bleach. Bleach is cool.
Live action Bleach movie coming to Netflix.
Well, they're going to shit all over that no matter what it is.
The sword looks massive.
Those kids, dude, they're big swords.
Yeah, it's huge.
They are huge swords. Dude, I have a friend who like bought a Bleach sword, and I was like, oh my God, this looks like a fucking... tool for the shed.
Does his name start with a J?
Yep. And I was like, what are you doing with this?
I hope Dan gets that.
I was like, hey, money's money, I guess. I don't know. Like,
spend it while you got it.
I, dude, I can't lie. I had like fucking like when I was like 17, I was like, I had nunchucks and shit. Like I had a bow staff.
Real nunchucks?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I had the foam ones.
I had wood ones, yeah.
Yeah. I couldn't. No, I hit myself with the foam ones.
I had fucking practice katanas. Like, just made of wood, and me and my brother just beat the living shit out of each other.
Wow.
Yeah. Lots of bruises, lots of nucks getting clipped.
Yeah, lots of nucks.
Because our samurai skills are always coordinated.
Oh, I didn't read about this, but I heard about it, and it was kind of intriguing. You know the girl from Orange is the New Black, the one with all the tattoos? She was also in the Meg.
Yeah, Ruby Rose.
Yeah, Ruby Rose. She got cast as Batgirl, right?
I heard.
And did you hear the fucking, like... She like had to leave Twitter because people were harassing
her. She like ran out. She couldn't take it.
Like she was like, "Yo, like it's funny that you guys like think that I'm not gay enough to play a gay character." That was like one of the things people were like, "You should have a lesbian Jew playing a Jewish lesbian Batman." Like she's like, "So the only thing is that I'm not Jewish." And they're like, "Well, you're not a lesbian." She's like, "What? Wait, what?
I love pussy, guys.
Yeah, eat it all the time. That's all I do." Look at my mouth, so crusted with puss juice.
I mean, people are just the worst. Society sucks.
Now, what I say to you, Tony, is that like, so do actors have all the afflictions that come? Like, all right, I Am Sam comes out today. Mm-hmm. Like, are people like, fuck you?
Well, that's what, like...
Forrest Gump comes out today. Fuck you!
Well, some of them are...
Like, I don't understand, though. You're taking away the whole acting gig of an actor if they can't fucking, like, have their own portrayal of a person. They have to go through those things themselves. Does, like, if the next Batman, does his parents have to die in an alleyway and he has to see it?
I think acting is where you should become something you're not.
Right! That's what makes no fucking sense about these people, like, being like, I get, like, all right, let's whitewash.
Not
I understand
gay
that.
To play her. Huh? If you play gay well... That's a great performance.
No, I think that I think she's actually gay.
I do. I know.
Yeah, and people are like, no, like they should be get a gay actress to play.
I know.
Batgirl, and she's like, well, wait, I am. That's weird. And then people are like, no, you should get a Jewish person to do it. Like I mentioned this with fucking leg shaming or no amputee amputee washing when the fucking Skyscraper movie came out. I'm like, how come they didn't get a person that really was missing a leg? Like, fuck you for that. Jokingly. And now people are like, yeah. Why isn't Batgirl this? Like, I really don't understand. Like, the challenge of acting is to put yourself in some other role. Yeah. That's why it's called a role. It's called acting. Make pretend. And people are like, it blows my fucking mind.
Dude,
and it makes me hate
bummer.
Everything.
Yeah.
Like, it makes no fucking sense. Like, people just want to bitch about shit to bitch about shit.
Yeah.
And I don't mean to fucking, like, be like, oh, my God, this fucking culture and shit, because everyone bitches about it all the time. But that blew my fucking mind. And I hate that, like, even that is taking a hit in the movie business.
It is. And it's tragic, because she'd probably be a good fucking...
She's gonna be. Yeah. She's already cast. She's not...
She ain't going nowhere. Yeah. People didn't care for Gal Gadot till they saw her fucking kill that.
But it wasn't about fucking... Well, I remember when that one, they're like, doesn't have big enough tits. Because that's when you could say that on the internet. People weren't like, you fucking misogynist pig. Delete everything. But like, that was like the main concern with her. Like, not voluptuous enough. Doesn't look like one of them. Doesn't have the figure. Which, like, look-wise... And I was about to say that. So, like, in... Ghost in the Shell. Do you think they should have got an Asian actress to play the lead instead of going with Scarlett Johansson, who they knew would fucking, like, put asses in seats probably?
I don't know. I mean, I'm kind of like a purist there, dude.
Do you think, well, isn't
for
she...
For a remake.
She's Asian, correct?
But a remake. Not an original.
What do you mean?
Meaning, if you're going to cast someone to reinterpret something that's already made, not cast someone for your brand new film... And they don't have amputee legs, so...
No, I'm talking about Ghost in the Shell. Stay with me. I'm
yeah.
going, okay?
I'm saying...
So...
I'm on that.
All right, but what I'm saying is, do you think it should have been Asian actress?
Yes.
Okay. I wasn't sure what you meant about the
amputee. Because it was a reimagining, not an original thing.
Now, was she supposed to be not Asian in the...
She was supposed to be Asian as fuck in the movie.
Yeah, okay. Right
on. It's Masato.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then they put... So I understand that, like, giving roles to... Because Asians aren't in a lot of roles and stuff like that, except for that new movie that's doing insane business.
No, I'm like thinking like whoever plays Bruce Lee should probably be Asian.
Yeah, agree.
If they remake Enter the Dragon.
Yeah.
But if they make some movie that's like, I don't know, man. It's weird. Like, yeah, I get what you're saying and I agree. But yeah, if it's a remake, it's different.
Yeah, well, I also think if it's about like a, I don't know. I guess it is like almost like the same thing that they're saying. It's like, well, if like this cultural person from this type of like race is now white in it, and that person's... They're not playing an Asian person. It's not like they're going to, like, pull back their eyes and, like, make them look Asian. They're just going to be that character as a white person. And I think that's
more
so... I mean,
that'd be a hell of a role if someone did.
Yeah, that'd be insane.
That's acting, dude.
That is. But
I mean, Robert Downey Jr., Tropic Thunder.
I don't know if that would work at all today.
I was going to say, that's a role that could have been given to someone else, but he was portraying that.
He was acting as an actor, acting as that guy.
Bingo.
Which blows my mind. But I'm just saying, like, that, like, type of thing is just, I don't know, it's weird. It's odd that people get mad about everything.
I could care less about anything.
I agree, man. All right, Tone, so we don't, do you have any other news?
No.
Okay. Move on. This conversation is making me sweat. I don't have to want to pick a side. Fuck this. I hate it so much. All right, so what's happening to weekly recommendations and rejections? We watched Chips together. Well, Tony forced me to watch Chips with them.
No, I didn't.
You asked, but I was like, Dax Shepard, now we're going to keep running this fucking Dax Shepard chain right into the fucking mountaintop, eh?
Dude, I wanted to watch Chips because it has to do with motorcycles.
I like Michael Pena, but I did not like him in this
Michael
at all.
Michael Pena, yeah, he was a real little piece of shit.
Not even a piece of shit, just like, that was like, why fucking do this movie? I hope the paycheck was good. Because he's a good actor.
I'm sure they were.
Like, even fucking, what the fuck? What was that movie that we watched, the Netflix original?
Bright?
No, he wasn't in Bright.
I know.
Fuck me.
I'm just saying.
Michael Pena, dude.
Yeah.
I'm there.
I don't know what he was in.
Right. We had to watch it for like movie of the week. It was about the aliens that weren't aliens. Like they were like the people were robots.
Yeah, I forget what it's called.
Abduction.
Yeah.
Invasion. Invasion.
Invasion Island, yeah.
Right on. Invasion Island. Yeah, but he was like decent in that too. And that movie wasn't even all that great. Know. Other than the premise.
Way better than that.
Yeah. Chips, though.
Oh, Chips sucks.
Good. Talk to me, baby.
I mean, you see, you know, boobs for no reason. They cuss about weird stuff for no reason.
Talk about a lot about ass eating.
A lot about ass eating and a lot about like... The way Dax Shepard writes himself is like what Dax Shepard wants to be. He's the same in that fucking
Idiocracy.
The driving movie he made where he's got to drive somewhere. Goddamn, it's called like fucking Hot Rod or Hot Pursuit or something like that.
I have no idea what you're talking about. But
there's another Dax Shepard movie
that he wrote.
Yeah,
didn't he write and direct Chips?
Yeah,
that's insane.
I know.
What the fuck?
He writes himself. Like the same creature in every film, like this like sensitive guy, but he's also tough and smart and badass, but he's really emotional and that's his fucking like crux.
Yeah,
but he's also like the perfect fucking, it's annoying.
I don't get it, because like I remember the first time I saw him was in like a Dane Cook movie.
He was the friend or bad guy. Yeah,
or was he the bad guy?
Yeah, he was the one that was cheating on the fucking items.
And I remember he was like shitty or whatever the fuck. Yeah. But yeah, like he is the one that
says like, "How dare you?
This is a 1984 Honda. How dare you?" Yeah. I don't know why the fuck. I mean, that was in so many trailers.
It was funny.
Yeah, that line was. Yeah, it wasn't bad. But that's like what made that line kind of made him.
Uh huh.
That's weird.
Good for him.
What do you give Chips?
4 out of 10. If you like the sound of motorcycles, there's a lot of those in it.
2. All right. I did not enjoy the movie at all.
You're a mean guy, dude.
No, I was like, man, this is such a fucking waste. Like, this is like a buddy cop movie where they're both jerking each other off like the entire fucking film.
I heard you cracking up when he slammed his dick in his face, though.
No, I did not crack up at that.
He was cracking up at this dick shot.
That is for sure a lie.
When he knew a dude got a dick in his face, like smacked all over his face, Paul cracked up.
No, I was like, yo, rewind that. Let's put that in fucking slow motion.
And I was like, do I need to leave? And you're like, you don't have to.
Yeah, you can go watch your slow glacier. We'll both be doing the same thing, bro.
Slow glacier, dude.
All right. We watched the package as well.
Yeah.
Netflix original. Now, I feel like I'm going to let you go first. I don't want to sound like a dick when I'm like, I loved it. And you're like, fuck it in the ear.
I liked it a lot, man.
I thought it was great.
It was very, very, very good.
The dick humor was awesome.
Tons of dick humor, but it was very good. Every character was actually kind of awesome, except I didn't care for the fucking his sister that much.
The main girl?
The main girl. Yeah. I didn't care for a ton, and I didn't care for the elements of the ending. It was very like...
Oh, cliche as hell.
Cut and dry. Shut the book. Fuck you. Bye.
Yeah, I didn't really need that either. Like, but I mean, the premise of the whole movie of like, I mean, I feel like they show this in the trailer. So it's about a kid's going camping, and one of them cuts their dick off.
Yeah, he gets wasted, cuts his dick off, and they have to try to.
And then he goes to the hospital, and then they gave the wrong cooler to them. They had one beer in it instead of the dick that they were putting on ice so that they could reattach it. So the whole movie is them getting the package, quote unquote, because it's like a dick and a package,
right?
To him, to the hospital, and hilarity ensues. It's, I think, written really well. The comedy like beats and the moments that are happening, you're like, didn't see that coming. Like, that doesn't seem too cliche. I really enjoyed it. Written by the guys, Workaholics Boys.
Yeah.
Blake's in it.
Yeah, yeah.
He plays a good role in it. But yeah, I really enjoyed it. The characters I felt were really strong. The actors that played them were really good, too. I really would like to see them in more stuff like that.
Yeah, the chick was really funny. She played really well against the redheaded asshole.
Oh, but the redheaded asshole, fucking, he's in like something like really famous, but he was young.
Oh.
Yeah.
What, like Holes?
Yeah, he was in Holes. Yeah.
You ever see Holes?
Yeah, I have. I actually really like Holes.
I do too.
Like putting things in them, you know?
What?
No.
This is PG, motherfucker.
I keep forgetting. Let's see. He was in, I think, The Walking Dead and Fear of the Walking Dead.
Oh, okay.
He was in Hail Caesar. Like, he's been in some shit, and I never even fucking heard of the dude.
No. He's just a little redhead.
The Good Neighbor. Oh, shit. Didn't we watch that? Is it the one where they, like, hook up cameras? And, like, watch the old guy?
Oh, maybe. Yeah. Is that what it's called?
Yeah. Captivating, haunting, ingenious.
It's so tight.
James Caan?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, he was in that, too. So, yeah, the package. I definitely think it's worth a watch. It's not, like, reinventing comedy. It's not super bad, so don't think that. But it's decently close to that bar. I'd probably
give it
7.5.
7.5 sounds perfect for me, dude.
What else you see?
I also saw Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas.
Isn't that the look what God just did to us, man?
Yeah, and he's like, God didn't do that. You did it. I knew it. You're a fucking narcotics agent. Starts whipping him with the fucking fly swatter.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, he's like, puts a fucking bunch of coke on a briefcase in a convertible driving, then fucking spills like half the jar on his hand. And he's like, God, look what God just did to us, man. And like fucking Johnny Depp's driving and he's like, like you just like that movie,
yeah, that movie's insanity.
It's pure insanity. It's fucking based off a book that is just as insane sounding. Like there's entire quotes in the film that are directly from the book. A lot of the scenes like were just like 40 pages of description, like the lizards having sex in the casino.
I was
or
about
like,
to say that's one of the scenes that stood out to me watching it. I remember seeing that part.
It's so
like,
creepy.
Oh my God, dude, we're watching Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. Come over, you gotta check it out. And I was like, all right, right on. And then fucking I came into that scene. I was like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
This looks like a bad dinosaur skit.
I remember if there's a part right before that where he's at the table checking in and the lady's scarf is blowing.
Yeah.
And she's like, sir, you need to sign in. And he's just like, oh, good. And like he looks up at her and her head turns into this dragon.
Yeah.
And I thought it's only for like 1 second, but I thought it was the coolest looking fucking dragon back then and still now. I'm like, it looks like a fucking dune worm, but like a stingray. It's so dope.
And two of my favorite things.
Dude, and then he's like, somebody told, oh no, is that the part where he screams? No. He's like, what's next? Where do we go from here? And, like, just looks at her, and he's like, this man has a heart condition. He needs to get his medicine, and drags him out. And then when he's in the lizard fucking den, that's when he was like, somebody tell me about the fucking golf shoes.
Yeah. The movie's bonkers as
it's
all hell.
It's unreal. If you don't even have a... You have to have an inkling of what goes into that kind of movie. So if you haven't done some sort of drug, like, it'll probably just make you... You'll hate it. You'll fucking hate it.
Why? I don't know. I've never been on a drug that made me feel the way that movie depicted.
But like even like booze, like ether, like you.
That's
like
true.
They chug out on stuff that you could still represent.
Yeah.
In being drunk.
So I guess if you're a straight edge person that's never done a drug in your life, you'll hate the
You'd
movie.
You'd probably not care for it because they're also depraved lunatics.
But if you're a degenerate asshole like us two, what do you give it, Tone?
7.5 out of 10.
I think that's about right.
It's nauseating to a degree.
There's parts of it where I'm like, but I mean, like every couple of years, that's a decent, like that's a good watch to have.
Great performances.
I watched an oldie but a goodie.
Yeah.
I watched Clerks.
Clerks, yeah.
That's on Netflix as well. That movie holds up and might be slowly taking my, as like my favorite movie for Kevin Smith.
Chewy's gum, dude.
Holy shit. Like, the movie's written so fucking insanely well. And not watching it for a few years and going back to it, I was like, God, like, I was still laughing at shit. Like, mm-hmm. I mean, his reaction to 37 is so good. And, like, mm-hmm. try not to suck any dick on the way to the parking lot. And then, like, the whole fucking, I don't know, the speeches at the end about shit or get off the pot and, like, just everything that, like, him and Randall discuss about, like, life and moving forward and, like, taking control of your own destiny. A job doesn't determine who you are as a person in society. You can be whatever you want. Doesn't matter what role you play. Like, there's just, like, a lot of, like, deep, awesome things. And I don't know. I feel, like, I give Clerks, like, a fucking, like, all right, acting-wise.
Uh-huh.
Because there's rough parts of the movie. I will definitely give it that. But, like, as just, like, the writing and, like, most of the delivery, I give it, like, a 9, but I have to knock it to, like, a 7.5. Only because there's certain, like, long shots to where the actor definitely fucked up a line.
Oh, yeah.
And they, like, stop, and then they re-enter the sentence, but it's, like, not in a part where there is a comma or a period.
Yeah.
So there is, like, kind of some rough edges around it, but, like, seeing whole long shots of, like, a really good performance, which there are a lot in that.
Yeah.
I think is, like, really cool and testament to, like, fucking, like, what people can do. I mean, as, like, a filmmaker, monument. I mean, like, it's wild.
There's fun monologues.
I mean, but, like, him writing that and then getting people that didn't really act that much to, like, portray that and just do it in one take without fucking anything.
Yeah, Dante's great.
It's wild.
For his role.
Yeah. Yeah, he
plays, like, a weird aloof.
I feel like Randall's awesome, too. I mean, like, he plays that role well.
I have trouble with that actor in general.
Really?
Because of the way he talks, like, his mannerisms, like...
Fuck you!
Like, yeah, it's very, like, I'm like, you're a clown. Look at you go.
Well, like, when he's, like, reading the newspaper, he's like, I don't enjoy your ruse, madam. Like, that's, like, not a bad delivery. I'm actually excited to see Clerks, too, because I haven't watched that in so long. I'm rewatching all of the View Askewed-iverse.
I figured you might have been.
Yeah, Clerks, and then I just watched Mallrats, which Mallrats, I feel like, is... I don't know. It's like
just go through with that rating too.
I'm going. Yeah, I'm going into Mallrats. Oh. Like it's very. I don't know. It's awesome, but I like Clerks way more than Mallrats. But the acting and the flow of it, the look of it's obviously a lot better and shit like that. But like it's still like super interestingly shot.
Yeah,
because it's still a Kevin Smith directed thing, and there's not as much as the cool monologues and stuff, and the monologues are very similar, but not as like. I don't know. It wasn't as expressive in the way existentially.
Yeah.
It
didn't really, I think that like, one's more just like a fun flick.
Yeah, it's almost like a rom-com, yeah. Really. But Jason Lee's incredible in it. I don't really like TC that much.
Nah, I never have.
Yeah, he was in Dazed and Confused. Or is that his brother? I can never remember.
Oh, God, I don't know.
Because they look exactly the fucking same. Yeah. Are they twins? I don't know.
I don't know.
But Michael Rooker's awesome. Jay and Silent Bob are great in it. And I noticed that this is the first time that Bob breaks the fourth wall.
Oh, yeah.
In that movie. Not in Clerks, but in that movie, he breaks the fourth wall, looks at it. He's like a Looney Tune. I don't know if you ever noticed, but it's like Bugs Bunny or like,
oh, no,
he's like Wile E. Coyote.
If you only focus on him.
He's like Wile E. Coyote.
Like his mannerisms are off the fucking chart.
Yeah. He plays it like a Looney Tune. Yeah. It's weird as fuck, but like I never really noticed that until this one. And the breaking of the fourth wall and stuff. But I can't remember the guy that's always trying to see the sailboat.
I know his name.
But that part.
Big dude from like American History X.
Yeah, and he's also in fucking Boy Meets World. He was one of the thugs.
Yeah.
But Vader's son, I believe, in that show. But yeah, he was fucking fantastic. Joey Adams is great in it. The main girl, I could kind of give or take. And then fucking, what's the one from Charmed?
Shannon Doherty.
Shannon Doherty. She's good. And Affleck's awesome in it.
Yes.
Affleck's fucking great. That's the fucking fashionable male representative or whatever. Yeah. He's awesome. But yeah, like a Volkswagen. Like, I don't know. I like the payoffs in his movies. Like what smells like shoe polish? That comes up 19 times in Clerks.
Yeah.
Like, someone's like, oh, yeah, they're talking about the dead guy that the girl fucked. Insane premise. And she's like, what smells like shoe polish? Anyways, and like, they just keep tagging that joke, like, every so often.
Yeah.
When you just forget about it as an audience and they bring it back, I don't know. It's well written. They do the same thing in that one, too. Like, I like to take girls that just got out of like long term relationships because they're vulnerable. And then I tried to fuck them in an uncomfortable place. And they're like, oh, like a back of a Volkswagen? And they keep saying that line like over and over. But yeah, Mallrats, I give like a 7.
All right. Here. What else you see?
That's it.
That's it? I got a lot. All right.
I went 2 in a row.
Next thing I saw was The Aviator.
Oh.
With your boy Leo.
Yep, my boy.
Aviator's great. Super depressing. But
Super depressing.
I mean, his life is a total fucking train wreck there at the end.
Yeah.
But he flies a lot of cool planes and he's very dedicated, but he's just a trust fund kid fucking burning out his parents' fortune.
I've never seen The Aviator.
Ah. You should watch it.
Yeah. Sounds like a really uplifting
Martin
watch.
Scorsese film.
Okay. Then, yeah.
And there's lots of cool planes. Like I said, lots of crashes, lots of fucking like.
PG-13 or R?
Get it figured out. I think PG-13. There's no dick in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I figured the fucks is what I was wondering about.
Oh, nah, they're in the roaring 20s, dude. They don't fuck around and say fuck.
Gotcha.
I give it an 8 out of 10. It's enjoyable. I've probably seen it 3 times.
Righto. What else you see?
It's got, dude, fucking 454 Hornet fucking motors in it, dude.
Okay. All right. I'm not like a plane enthusiast.
Neither am I.
How do you bring it up?
Just trying to have fun, but, you know, fuck me. I guess I'll just shut up and just stick to the fucking script, huh? Daddy doesn't like it when I rant. I also saw The Informant. It's not noteworthy, really.
Oh, wow. And I just asked if you wanted to watch that for Movie of the Week, and
Get it? Nope. Get why I didn't?
Yeah. Well, you said you're like, I saw most of that.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, you didn't watch it all?
No, I did, but like, there was a middle part where I was like browsing Amazon.
Gotcha.
But I still caught right back up because I'm the best.
Yeah.
I mean, it's got funny monologue. It's got funny inner monologue, dialogue stuff. That's about it. Beyond that, it's a true story about a fucking, like, informant who was also just a fucking thieving idiot.
Okay.
So he was doing illegal shit, but, like,
kind of dumb.
Yeah, he's like, they're just called kickbacks. Everyone does them. And they're like, dude, you took $10 million. He's like, yeah, like everyone. But I gave you those tapes about all that other illegal shit. And they're like, hey, man.
That's awesome. That sounds
you're
good.
You're stupid illegal.
How is he?
Oh, it's very funny.
Matt Damon?
Yeah, good. He's very funny. He's like a fucking clever nerd who keeps getting caught.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got you.
I give it a 7 out of 10. It was fun.
I will watch that then.
All right. Cool.
What else you see?
That's about it.
Yeah. I've been watching The Challenge again, too.
I know.
Just eating away the time.
Started Altered Carbon again because duh.
Have you watched the whole first season?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Dude, really good sci-fi. Awesome fucking, like, it's the closest thing. It's the best sci-fi series, like, out there. I mean, next to, like, fucking big ones, like fucking Star Trek or Battlestar Galactica.
Battlestar Galactica. Beats Black Bears. Battlestar Galactica.
Okay.
All right. What's happening to Testa Tony? We watched Borat.
More like Snorrat, dude. Ready to take a nap during snoozer.
Fucking Tony and I laughed. I watched it twice.
It's so fucking good.
Yeah, it really is. Not like in... I would say like watching it twice with you was like watching it a second time with you to see another person react to things. But I mean, like knowing what was going to happen, even still, I was like, this is so fucked up.
I started having like flashbacks and I was like, oh God, there's a part coming up. And you're like, yep.
I probably won't watch this movie for another like 3 years. No. And I hadn't seen it in fucking forever though. Like it's been a long time.
Yeah.
But goddamn, this watch was fucking way worth it. It's so insane that people signed off their faces to be shown. When they're talking about, like, he's like, no, you, he's like, you kiss me, you float around like one of those. We don't like those. And he's like, oh, yeah, you hang them. He's like, yeah, that's what we're trying to do over here. It's, and that dude fucking signed a fucking, what's that called? Release form for his face to be used in that, saying that shit.
Yep.
Mind blowing.
Didn't care.
The drunk guys, I can kind of understand.
The drunk guys, they're fucking idiot monsters. Yeah. Dude, his performance, what he does and what he's doing now, like, he's unreal. Yeah, like, there's no one on his, like, ball. Like, he's like Tom Green for now, but way more, like, intellectually, like, astounding. Because he has these huge concepts.
He has,
Tom Green was like, I'm going to do weird shit.
I love the skit of Tom Green when he walks up behind the guy that's delivering a pizza. And then he puts on a tackle box and says he'll make it for half price and cook it there. Have you seen that?
No.
He opens a tackle box full of cheese and pepperoni and shit, and he's behind a guy delivering the pizza, and he's like, no, I'll sell it to you for half price. I just follow him around. Like, it's fucking awesome.
That's fucking funny.
Yeah, he's like, what, you want pepperoni and cheese? I got you. And he's making it on their lawn.
I got you.
It's fucking sick. It's good.
Yeah, no, I love Sacha Baron Cohen, dude.
He's incredible. Unreal. Yeah. The way that he, like, kind of baits people to just be horrendous pieces of shit and really show, like, their true colors. It's kind of wild.
It's because he plays this, like, disposable, like, abusable character.
Definitely. It's like, he's just foreign, whatever the fuck. And we don't give a fuck about this film either, because it's never going to be shown anywhere.
Yeah, like, oh, him and these mutants are fucking filming.
Can you imagine someone being like, yo, Aunt Carol was the crazy bitch that, like, fucking, like, went off and said, like, this bullshit. Or, like, fucking Uncle Mike from the rodeo.
Yeah.
Is the guy that said that he wanted to hang gays.
Yeah.
Like, that's fucked.
Yeah.
Especially the fucking the fraternity dudes.
Yeah.
They're like, we should have slaves. This country would be better. Don't you ever, ever let a woman make you who you are.
Dude, and then
all
he's
right,
like,
Borak, I'll see you later.
He's like, fuck off, Borak. Press play on this fucking porn
they
video.
They called him Boris. It was fucking Pamela Anderson. What's she doing? She's sucking some dick, man.
No. She's clean. He's like, nah, man. She's
not
clean.
I cannot wait to take her virginity.
I hate to break it to you, Borak.
Yeah. All right, Boris. Let me show you something. It's it's fucking funny, though, man. That movie's insanely... Like, it's almost... I don't know. When people... I was talking to somebody. He's like, oh, you like lowbrow humor. I was like, that movie's like borderline genius.
No, yeah. If you really think of everything that went into it, yeah, it's
of
unreal.
Of what he's exposing of, like, the human... Yeah. Genome and shit like that, like it, like, or like the fucking, like, how people actually are.
Also, if you showed that movie to someone like my dad or my aunt or something, they wouldn't know who Sacha Baron Cohen is. There'd be no way to tell if that wasn't a real Kazakhstanian guy who'd made that film. They'd be like, that Kazakhstan guy was nuts.
Now, do you think that they would enjoy it not knowing who he is?
I think it's intense. Like, you kind of are like, ew, well, fuck that.
I don't know if I could show my mom that movie. Like, once the fucking 60-90 naked happens,
yeah,
I don't think she'd be into it.
I feel like they would I think they would push away.
Yeah.
I think this should be for us, not for them.
Just for us. But yeah, I mean, like, it's insane. I wonder if it would, he's still doing shit and he's doing the same stuff, but I really want to watch that Showtime show.
Yep.
Really want to see that.
Fucking hilarious.
But yeah, I give Borat like a fucking 9.5. It's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
You too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we agreed.
Oh, yeah, bro.
Just an agreeable night tonight, eh?
Yeah, eh?
All right, so movie of the week, we saw The Meg.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, Tony saw it just now. What do you know?
I saw The Meg.
And then I was like, oh, I was going to see that. You want to make a movie of the week? And he's like, sure. And then now it's been like 2 weeks since he's seen it.
It's fine. It's still fresh in my mind. I'm like a steel trap.
I like the, obviously it's about a shark. There you go.
Gerard Butler was great.
Oh, I love Gerard Butler. Yeah, he could not remember Jason Statham for the life of you. You're like, who's the fuck's in that movie? I can't remember.
The oily guy from Transporter?
Was it Paul Walker? I don't know. I'm like, he's dead. But, yeah, the Meg. Super cookie cutter. You get exactly what you're going to get. There's amazing scenes, though, in it. Like, whoever said this in a writer's room, I was like, that's fucking awesome. The last scene... Like, if you just tell someone what it is, you're like, that sounds like the most badass thing I've ever heard. But it's not that cool looking at it, but it sounds amazing. In theory,
it was...
Good.
I'm trying to think.
All right, Rainn Wilson, while you think. Rainn Wilson, I think, was completely underutilized and played a fucking throwaway character that didn't matter. That's the thing. This movie
It was like a shitty Deep Blue Sea.
Yeah, and that's saying
something. The billionaire came down. Yep. Dude.
It's the same thing, but like, okay, so... The Meg, like, couldn't commit to being super funny, like, just all-out outrageously funny, hyper-violent, or, like, insanely serious.
It didn't know what it was.
If you didn't, but if, like, you give us, like, all three of those, you don't give a fuck about it, because that's just, like, such a generic bullshit. There's no, like, risk in it. And it's, like, the shark looks sick, though.
Great-looking shark, man. Real handsome guy.
There were some fucking fun scenes with that shark that looked really, really good. And for that, like, I gave it a higher score. But the movie's so cookie-cutter. It's so white bread.
It's... Yeah, man, it's straight up mayonnaise on the sidewalk.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you're just like, it's just so plain.
Yep.
When I was watching it, though, there was these two ladies behind us. Like, we sat in the fucking balcony section, front row, so you could put your feet up on those bars. We went to Cinemark.
I love the bar seats, dude.
Which, I never go to Cinemark, and the last time I went there was King Kong. Someone talked the entire fucking movie. Someone came out, told an usher, they came in, told her to be quiet, walked back out, and then the lady proceeded to talk.
Cool.
So this time, Josie and I go see fucking the Meg, and we sit down in front. And I hate that you have to pick seats because you can't look who you're sitting next to.
I know. I want to see what's around me.
Not only that, like, you can kind of see, like, people interacting with each other. You're like, oh, they're talking a shitload. Don't want to be next to them. They probably won't shut the fuck up. Yep. And what do you know? We sit down and fucking the whole. When are we gonna see the shark? Where's the shark at? Just the shark. And like the fifth time I heard shark, and there's a commentary over the entire fucking movie, but the fifth time I heard shark, I was like, please be quiet. And I hate doing that in theaters. Yeah. I do not like, I'm not confrontational at all.
Yeah.
Like how Dante said, like, my mother told me once, fucking, when I had to take a shit and the toilet seat was down, and instead I just shit my pants because I don't like to disrupt my surroundings to shit comfortably.
Yeah.
That's kind of how I feel, but like, I could feel Josie getting aggravated. Like, she's like, come on. And someone's phone kept going off in the theater and shit. I noticed that Cinemark didn't even have the thing that was like, yo, just silence your phones and don't fucking be a douche fuckhole.
They didn't warn him, so what do you expect? Look at these fucking animals.
I was like, can you please be quiet? And I turned back around. They were quiet for about 5 minutes. And they started talking again. About 30 minutes later, Josie's like, please, please be quiet. You're ruining my movie.
She said all that? That whole sentence?
You're ruining my movie.
Whoa.
And they talked directly after that. She got up and like made herself look like she was going to get the usher and then came back in, and they're kind of quiet for the rest of the movie. But you're ruining my movie. I was like, damn.
Whoa.
Yeah.
How far away were they?
Three. All right. So one row behind us, three seats over.
That's unreal.
Super close.
Wait, did you have anywhere you could have moved?
Yeah. So assigned seats. It's also the principle of the situation.
No, I know the principle, but...
The principle of the
situation... Has anyone ever come in and been like, sir, what seat are you in?
Oh, no. And I don't give a shit about that, but like, dude, those are banger seats that I picked out. I'm not going to fucking move because some motherfucker's like, I paid my money, I'm going to talk over it? Fuck you. That's rude as fuck.
Wow, both were fucking hardcore.
Dude, like, I mean, I don't know. Like,
were they just young, dumb fucking assholes?
Yeah, and like, I don't know how old they were. I didn't even look at them. Like, it was just that, like, I looked towards them and said it. I didn't look at them, because again, of like jail eyes. Like,
yeah.
Hey, man, like, I'm not trying to be here, just like looking up and shit, not looking someone in the eyes. But I just wanted to be like, hey, please be quiet. Like, once you say that to someone, they're like, oh shit, like, I am disrupting. Maybe I thought I wasn't, like, maybe I thought I was whispering, you know? Maybe they're just dumb. But then, like, they just kept talking and knew we could hear them and shit during quiet parts of the flick.
Talking about what?
Dude, the movie, oh, I wouldn't do that, like, shit like that, like, I mean, like, just being disruptive and shit, and I just think people do it all the time with their cell phones, too.
Yeah.
Whip them out. Brightness on fucking loud. Like
sunbeam.
Yes. Yeah. Blind. That's the setting that they had it on. And it's like, dude, you have to Snapchat. I've seen people fucking Snapchat in front of me.
Yeah, I know.
Like their face. And then like and it was during Hereditary. I'm like, well, this isn't like atmospheric and amazing. Oh, a bright cell phone. Cool. That didn't take me out of anything. Like people though. Like fuck fucking people.
See?
I don't want to go out anymore.
I know.
I don't want to do anything.
A la carte, dude.
A la carte. Fucking hook it up, dude. Yep. A la carte.
If you could
TV.
Get, oh, and if you could get a la carte fucking like, yo, I also want to fucking view a one-time viewing of this film that's in theaters in my house for fucking $4 or $5.
I love going to the movies.
It is great.
I love getting popcorn and drink. I will fucking pay, like, I will fucking give my money to the theater as well. Like, The Meg wasn't even on MoviePass.
Man.
Because MoviePass sucks a fucking fat cock.
I'll they're the worst.
Yeah, fuck you too, MoviePass. Fuck you and people.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, I don't understand. Like, I love going there, sitting down, giant fucking screen that sounds amazing. We saw it in XD too, which I haven't seen an XD movie in fucking 7-8 months or some shit like that. The sound is so sick.
So deep.
And the fucking picture looks so good. Goddamn. Anyways. I just don't understand why people, like, for an hour and a half just can't fucking not be rude to other people. Mm-hmm. Why is there that entitlement? Am I entitled for expecting someone not to talk during a movie?
No, and I'm proud of you both for speaking up, dude.
God damn it. I guess next time we will just have to fucking move.
Well, I also, if I see a showing, I check, like, an hour before, a half hour before, and then I look at the seating.
There wasn't that many. Like, it was all bundled up in the middle because that's what happens now.
Yes.
Like, people want to sit in the middle and shit like that. And, like, so there's probably, like, 20 people in there. That's not many for the fucking main theater at Cinemark. Yeah, yeah. That's, like, a, what, 200-seater?
Dude, I got lucky and I saw it with no one in the theater.
You went at fucking, like, 10:45 p.m.
It was great. but the movie was not.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we talked about it. Yeah, the fucking plain white bread and shit. I mean, it's not terrible, but it's not good. I'll give it a 5.
I give it a 4. Yeah. I'm not going to see it again.
I think I gave it a 4, but if that was on Netflix, I might watch it just for the shark scenes.
Right.
But yeah.
I'd like to watch an ultra cut of the shark.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's fair. All right, so next week, it's that time of the month, 2 dicks and a chick. We're
bingo zingo.
We're watching Playing It Cool. I thought that like this would might be a neat thing to do. So monthly, so for the month of September, you have to remember to watch a chick flick and then tell me like, hey, Paul, it's that time of the month. I watched fucking this and now it's 2 dicks and a chick and you tell me something. But if you miss it, you become pregnant and then you have to give me $5. And I'll do the same for you. If I forget to watch, you don't like that?
What?
I thought that'd be a fun game.
I get pregnant and you have to punch me in the stomach to abort me.
Oh, God. No, I got to push you down the flight of stairs.
We're going to hell, dude.
All right, so 2 dicks and a chick is Playing It Cool, and movie of the week is going to be The Company Man. That's Ben Affleck. And Playing It Cool has what, Chris Evans?
Yeah.
All right. Until next time, go burn books.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.
I'm like, dude, I've been hung up on by this guy, and he's like, well, I can get you a quote. I said, I don't want a fucking quote from your goddamn company. All I want is remove from your fucking call list.
Dan, I'm let's like, take a step back here. I can save you a lot of money on car insurance.
I'm like, my name is Sean, not fucking Jeremy Ackleberry.
They're like, that's a long name.
Sounds like you're pretty riled up there. You need life insurance?
I was angry.
Yeah, you might be dying soon. We can cover you on that. Great plans.
Lousy Weather Media, available on iTunes, Stitcher, and lousyweathermedia.com.
Welcome to this week's commercial for the Lousy Wrestling Podcast. I'm Sean.
I'm Derek.
And we have been voted the number one shittiest wrestling podcast in America. Listen to us talk about wrestling.
Poor wrestling.
Hi out there in Lousy Weather Media Network land. Do you hate stuff?
I hate stuff.
No, you hate stuff. I'm trying to figure out if the listeners out there...
Do you hate stuff? You listening right now, do you hate stuff? There's got to be something you hate.
Well, some of those things might match up with some of the things we talk about on Let the Hate Flow Through You, podcast done by me, Jeremy Shear, and El Hordano Diablo.
That's me.
Yeah, he's late on the cues, but he's a firebrand.
But quick on the brews.
Quick on, he is. He's got a drinking problem, and I hate it.
And Jeremy hates it.
Yeah, I hate it. I hate your drinking problem.
That's fine.
I hate your fat belly.
You love that.
Okay, that's true. I do love his fat belly.
But he hates me.
We'll get into that on Let the Hate Flow Through You, which we release every Monday.
Because everybody hates Mondays.
I really fucking hate you.
I hate you too.
Goddamn Garfield-ass motherfucker.
I hate recording commercials. I'm done.
Now recording Chris Clem's Cavs Cast number 50. Chris Clem.
They're playing basketball. We love that basketball. They're playing basketball. We love that basketball.
Basketball is my favorite sport. Talk about the way they dribble up and down the court. Just like I'm the king of the podcast field. LeBron and the Cavs are the king of the world. I like slam dunks, trash talking in the booth. The podcast is funny and it is the truth. Download it now with Lousy Weather Media. Cause it's Chris Clem's Cavs Cast available now.
Chris Clem's Cavs Cast, now a part of Lousy Weather Media. Find it at lousyweathermedia.com or chrisclem.net/podcast. Chris Clem's Cavs Cast, it's fantastic.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.